Taloners, and welcome to our May 2022 official spring kickoff edition of Talon Talks, a podcast and video series brought to you through the cooperation of the Talon City Centre Government, the City Centre New Arrivals Council, and the City of Talon as part of the Talon City Centre for New Arrivals project. I'm Chantal, and I'm part of the Talon International Community, helping you to feel more connected to your new city and feel more like a local. This month, we're finally looking forward to warmer weather and those midnight sunsets. And we're going to be speaking to Karel Oya, the Deputy Mayor for Culture in Talon, and Natalie Metz, the Nightlife Advisor for the Talon City and the Board Member of Kulturikatel, about all of the various events we can fill our bright nights with in the coming months. And for those for whom summer might mean more about keeping kids and teenagers entertained than being out and about in the nightlife, I'll be speaking with Tina with the Talent Education Department, Maria from the Lasname Youth Center, and Ivar from the City Center Youth Center about the upcoming youth festivals all around the city. But first up, the local news. And Talon has been announced as a candidate for the title of European Capital of Sport 2025. The city is increasingly gaining international recognition as a great place to host major sports events, now hosting around 100 international competitions per year, including European and international volleyball, athletics, ice skating, figure skating and curling events, as well as the upcoming WTA 250 tennis tournament taking place in Talon this autumn. But as well as hosting international events, Mayor Michael Colvart wants to ensure that the ability to access world-class facilities and these experiences isn't just limited to the professional athletes and comes to every local in Talon, factoring into major projects such as the opening of the largest sports park in the Baltic states, the Tondiraba Park in Lastami. The title is awarded annually and the winner will be announced in November this year. And as we discussed on our previous episode, earlier this month we held Talon Music Week, featuring nearly 200 artists from all over the world. But as well as presenting an amazing music program, an international music industry conference was held and led by Talon as a UNESCO City of Music, and attended by nearly 700 representatives of the international music industry, to discuss the role of music and culture as an upholder of the economic and social well-being of society in these difficult times. The panelists discussed how UNESCO Cities of Music can contribute to help alleviate the humanitarian crisis, through concerts and online platforms for things like residences, scholarships, job offers. And Lennart Sundia, who represented Talon on the panel as our head of the cultural unit of the Talon Culture and Sports Department, said that music is a unifier of communities in crisis and has the power to bring hope even in despair. So the panel noted the incredibly inspiring decision of, for example, one of the member cities of the UNESCO Creative Cities Network, the Music City of Kharkiv, in organizing one of the city's most represented music festivals underground this year, despite the active war. And speaking of music, last Sunday, thousands of singers from across Estonia gathered at the Song Festival grounds in Tallinn to sing a new choral arrangement of the Ukrainian folk song, which translates to "Oh, the Red Viburnum in the Meadow," which was recorded and aired on ETV on Monday night. With Estonia's song festival tradition fundamentally tied to its independence, it was felt that this was the best way to show our support to Ukraine by singing this particular song together. And among the participants on Sunday were more than 100 choirs and individual singers from across Estonia, the US, UK, Poland, Finland, and Sweden. Many musicians across the world have now performed their own versions of the song, spreading on social media as a message of one of unity, hope, and hoping to raise both financial and moral support for the Ukraine. The incredibly stirring video is available on YouTube, including English subtitles, and with links to donate to Slava Ukraini. Switching gears slightly, so the Talonovation, that's a bit of a mouthful, competition is organized jointly by the City of Talon and the Technopole Science and Business Park with the aim of finding smart city solutions that will improve the services and the environment of the city for residents and visitors. A record €100,000 is up for grabs for investment in smart city solutions this year. Talon will use the innovation competition to introduce contemporary, smart city solutions to make the city more modern, more user-friendly, less wasteful, and more engaging. encouraging cooperation between the city and the technology companies, and creating opportunities for testing, using and developing innovation hardware-based solutions and products. The innovation competition is open to companies registered in Tallinn to submit ideas focused on green technology and the circular economy, to gain financial support, pilot their projects, gain contacts, advice, and resources from Tallinn City, and use the support of the Technopol network of mentors. Last year's finalists include sensors made by Thinect to give a picture of traffic and noise levels and improve traffic safety across the city. Kratworks, who make specially designed drones for public order, rescue, and firefighting operations. Solintel, who produces smart hybrid street lighting powered by solar energy. And MyPack Solutions, who offer the new Ringo recycling that we may have all seen on Bolt Food for reusable packaging. Candidates can submit their applications from now until the 15th of September, 2022, and ideas that are submitted earlier will have the added advantage that they can get feedback to improve their application and add more information. More information on the competition can be found and your application submitted at the Innovation Fund website. And to end on some amazing news, Estonia has just become the first Baltic country to be featured in the Michelin Guide this week. Michelin inspectors highlighted 31 restaurants and gave one Michelin star to two of them, Noah Chef's Hall and 180 Degrees by Matthias Deiter. That'll be no surprises to anybody who's eaten at either of those restaurants before. Five restaurants were found worthy of the Big Gourmand designation for their price and quality ratio: Noah, Harg, Felin, Lore, and Mantelja Korsten. Two restaurants received the Michelin's Green Star for their dedication to sustainable gastronomy, Pojaka Manor and Fotografiska. And three Michelin Special Awards were handed out in recognition of professionals. So the Michelin Young Chef Award went to Jano Lepik, who's the head chef of Lore. Inspectors were also very impressed by Noah Chef Hall's sommelier, Robert Pold's skills and professional manner, and awarded him the Michelin Sommelier Award. And the Michelin Guide Welcome and Service Award went to the team of Lahepere Villa, owned by Helen Vittol. Michelin Guide Estonia distinguished a total of 31 restaurants, way too many to name here, but many of the restaurants we know and love across the city. Okay, so summer is just around the corner, and I'm here with Tina from the Tallinn Education Department, Maria from the Lasnamäe Youth Center, and Ivar from the Tallinn City Center Youth Center to discuss the youth festivals that are going to be going on throughout the summer. So thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy to be here.
Cool. Maybe first question, when we say youth, just to clarify, what are we talking about here? What age bracket are we talking about you targeting for these events?
Well, it's officially, it's age from 7 till 26.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
But it's officially.
Officially, but everybody is welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Of course, it's a public event, so everybody can come to the summer festivals for sure.
Okay, awesome. And we're talking about 9, I think, different festivals across the city?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So who wants to take and take us through their first regional festival? Maybe you want to take us through...
Well, the first one actually took place on May 14th already, yeah. And the next one will take place on 3rd of June. It's on Saturday.
Okay. And oh, God, we're in June already. Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And it's at Lasnamäe.
Okay.
At Tondiraba Park.
Okay.
And I know that Maria can speak a little bit more about it.
Yes, okay. I will be happy to introduce this festival.
Yes.
And, actually, this festival starts at 2 o'clock and will be until 8 in the evening. And there will be a lot of things to do. So I guess everybody can find something to participate. For example, there will be competition in street dances, contemporary and hip hop. There will be also something connected with street art, like workshop and a lot of interesting things. Cloth exchange, so the youngsters may come and buy something or exchange something on their own. Also, there will be roller skates, like skateboarding, and a lot of other stuff.
Cool. Okay. And actually, I must admit, I hear so much about Tondiraba Park and what's going on in Lasmini, mm-hmm. and I haven't gone up there yet. So this could be a really good chance.
Yeah, it's a good place to discover. So you're also more than welcome there.
Even though I'm definitely not 26 and under. okay, so that's, you said 2 till 8 on this Saturday.
2 till 8 on 3rd of June.
3rd of June.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, amazing. And is there a cost? Is there an entrance fee?
No, it's absolutely free. Everybody may come and participate. Mm-hmm. And also, there will be a possibility to participate in the event that is organized by our volunteer. This will be in English, so it will be interesting. Yeah.
Okay, is it secret?
It's not a secret, but I think I will not tell everything, so people may come and find out. But I will say just there will be different tables, different topics to discuss, and different guests.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay. Intriguing.
Yeah.
awesome. Okay, this Saturday. And you mentioned that there has already been one on May 14th, right?
Yes.
It kicked off. How did it go? Where was that?
Actually, unfortunately, I have to say I didn't participate myself, but I heard a lot about it. And although it was raining, it went very well. People were dancing, they were having a lot of fun. And I hope that the next one will come also.
Yeah. And where was the last one?
At Mustamäe.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And are they kind of being arranged that there's one per kind of area of Tallinn?
Well, yes, the festivals are around Tallinn, different areas.
Okay, so we have one coming up this weekend in Lasnamäe. Ivar, what are you working on?
So we have two festivals coming up. One will be in July and the other in September. Mm-hmm. So the July one is happening on the 2nd of July from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. And loads and loads and loads of activities there. We are starting with making sand sculptures.
Sand culptures sound awesome. Because this one's on a beach.
Yeah.
Right? Like, this is why we're not bringing sand.
It's happening in Ingli Beach, which is near Reidide.
Okay.
More towards Viimsi a little bit.
Got it.
And we will also have hosts for the day who are young people as well. And we will have also a young person who will do like an Instagram takeover and doing stories all day of the event. Also DJs for the entire day, both young DJs who are like, practicing and also professional DJs. Like we will finish the entire day with a big dance party.
Nice.
We will have Zumba there, Zumba practice, which is really entertaining and very fun. Suggest everybody comes and dances with us. Also the soup board, SUP. Is that how you pronounce it?
Sup. But like stand-up paddle board for...
And there is also, from 11 until 4, it's the sup board. You can try the sup boards as well.
That I'm really excited about because I feel like Estonia is really good for that. It's very calm water. It's very calm, like beaches. That actually learning how to stand up paddleboard.
I've personally never tried it before, I guess I have my chance now as well.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, we will have the street art workshop. One of our very good friends, youth workers, who is really good with graffiti, is doing a street art workshop. We will have this plywood plaques, and everybody will get to do their own art piece on this plywood plaque with graffiti. And this youth worker will be like counseling them, like directing them how to do stuff. You know, if you've never tried graffiti before, then you have that chance to try it now. Yeah. Also, chalk art we will be doing on the asphalt with chalk. Also, beach volleyball. There will be a competition of beach volleyball as well. Okay. Yours truly will be the referee of the beach volleyball competition. We also have the Central Library, who is doing their own like reading corner there and like their own activities.
Yeah, we've had them on previous episodes, I think, talking about the different ways they're trying to put kind of library into the community. Is it that?
We are cooperating them with a lot.
Yeah,
in general,
they're amazing.
With our youth.
Yeah.
They're really great.
Yeah, they're really great. And they do a really great, as well, for the English speakers. They have an English speaker. They're very good at bringing kind of an English speaker as well, too.
And also we have the safety training for the electric scooters.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when we say electric scooters, we're talking like the Bolt ones you
Bolt
can get,
ones,
not
yeah,
like
yeah.
Vespas.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like I said, there will be Zumba training. Yeah. Oh, that's pretty much it.
Okay. So that's 2nd of July, but it sounds like we really need to all be hoping for...
There's a lot of stuff.
Nice sunny weather
There's
for
a lot
that
of stuff.
Weekend.
Yeah, no, let's hope for nice weather as well, of course.
Okay, so you mentioned that's one in July, but you mentioned one in September as well.
Yes, on the 3rd of September. There will be our second festival that is happening on Freedom Square, and also loads of cool activities. We will have a big dance, street dance competition that is being done by Shocking Group, shout out. they have this dance group called Who Deciphers, who are super cool, and we have invited them before to do dance competitions. These are young people who are really, really good at like hip-hop dance and all different kinds of style of dance, and they are doing like dance battles. And it's super entertaining, and I highly suggest people come and check it out, especially to support the young dancers as well, of course. Of course, we will have, as everybody has in their festivals, probably these youth center tents as well, where we are just doing our youth center activities, like board games and everything. There will also be, in Freedom Square, there will be a game of skate competition. If you're not familiar, it's a skateboarding competition where people are facing off against each other and they have to try to copy the tricks of the other people. Like, kind of like horse, you know, you're playing horse. So yeah, there's a competition for that. So if you're into skateboarding and you know tricks, then I suggest you come and participate in that. We will also be ordering in the sumo costumes, so people can...
the blow-up ones in the air? Okay.
So people can have a little fun having a little bit of sumo, you know, competition there. And Central Library, again, is also coming, of course. We love working with them. Yeah. And there will be a workshop for this skateboarding as well.
Okay.
And since it's a bit far off, we don't have everything completely planned yet, so I can't really say anything more. But there will probably be more things happening.
Okay, great. So maybe we want to talk about some of the other ones that are coming up then. So we've got Lasseme covered. We had one last week. We've got two in the city center. Where else are we going?
Well, the third one will be on 9th of July.
Okay.
At Põhja-Tallinn.
So almost like every 2 weeks, basically, until through the end of summer, right? There's something going on.
Basically, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Great.
It's a Copley session, which is a totally BMX and skateboard competition.
Okay. So it's like the kind of like simple session-y kind of vibe.
And last year it was very popular and it was so good atmosphere there. And it's actually amazing how professionals our young people are.
Okay.
I was watching like, oh my God, it's so dangerous. I wouldn't do it, never ever. And but they were so cool, and it was so much fun there. Yeah.
Okay, so that one's mainly focused. And can anybody come and do the BMXing and the skateboarding, or is it more like there'll be professionals there that you watch?
Well, you can be a professional, and you can be just a young person who want to try.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's open to everyone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Okay, so that was, you said Copley, right?
Yeah, at Copley.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Maria.
Yeah.
What else is coming from your side of the city?
Yeah, in last time we will also have on 27th of August one festival, and this will be like events of closing summer in Lasseme, I can say.
Oh, don't close summer in August.
Okay. For youngsters. And there will be the main thing, like one of the main things is the competition of scooters. This will be organized by youngsters. It's like a good tradition already. The group of youngsters who are very professional riders, they want to make this opportunity for others. And there will be like... youngsters just may come at spots and they register themselves. So they can be beginners, they can be pro riders and do this kind of stuff.
And these are, again, the kind of...
Not bold ones, but the ones like you can do tricks with them.
Okay, okay. And so this when you say competition, is it like tricks or is it racing or I don't know what?
It's like, it's riding and doing some kind of tricks, and this will be very interesting. Yeah, cool. I was observing the last one. It was so, I agree with Tina, so interesting how dangerous tricks they make and so cool how it turns out to be.
And whereabouts is that one?
This one will be in Kivila Park.
Okay.
Yeah, and there will be also a lot of other activities. Like you mentioned, the tents from a youth center and all kind of big games which can be played outdoors and interesting things to try. But more information may be found a little bit later.
Okay. Amazing. Okay, so it sounds like there's lots of different things going on in the city. Where is the information for all this? Is the best place just talon.ee?
Instagram.
Okay.
Youth Center Instagrams.
Okay, so they have, each of the regions has their own, I guess, Instagram account. Yeah. Check out for your local region. But everything is also on the Talent City website, right,
together? Yes, it's a website, tallinn.ee/suvefestival.
Okay.
It means summer festivals.
Okay.
And also Facebook. There's an event already about 2 events, I think, or 3 even. And they are coming also more and more. You can follow Facebook page Noortegija.
Okay.
And there's a lot more information there. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. And we'll put all these links in the link to this this on YouTube anyway. So everyone, even if you didn't catch those words in Estonian, to type them in, they'll all be in the podcast link. So. Awesome. Well, thank you guys for A, coming in, but B, everything you're doing to organize these events. I've only been here, this will be my 4th summer in Tallinn, but I had no idea all of this kind of existed and went on. So yeah, thanks for everything you're doing, but also for sharing and publicizing it.
Of course.
No worries.
You're always
welcome. And good luck with the events.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Dash Stanford. I'm a member of the Tallinn expat community here. And I'm joined today by Karl and Natalie, who are going to tell us a little bit about the activities and events available to residents coming up over the summer months. So Karl, Natalie, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
I thought it might be good to start just with a brief introduction of who you are and what you're doing in the city day to day. Ladies first, maybe we can start with you, Natalie.
Yes, thank you. So I work as the nighttime advisor of Tallinn City, and I work very closely with Karel, who is the deputy mayor of culture. And a nighttime advisor may sound perhaps a bit strange or mystical, but actually it entails curating everything that takes place in the city between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m., including culture activities.
Great. Thank you for that. And Karl, what are you doing?
As Natalie said, I'm one of the 7 deputy majors in Tallinn, and my field is culture.
Fantastic. Thanks again for joining us. There are lots of things that are coming up over the next few months, and I'm sure people are very eager to hear all about what's available and what might be a good, suitable option for them. Something is happening around museums. I think maybe you could tell us a little bit about that. What's going on with museums over the coming course?
I hope there's going a lot in the museums, but you probably mean the one thing. We started in March, the Museum Sundays. Mm-hmm. It's a tradition in different cities, and now we started it as well in Tallinn. Basically, as simply as it could be put, every first Sunday of a month, the museums are free. But what Tallinn City can do is to provide it the museums Tallinn is administrating, or museums who are under the management of the city of Tallinn. So we're talking about the 7 parts of Tallinn City Museum, and also our literature museums in Kadriorg. There are 3 of them. But luckily, there have been some private museums and smaller institutions who have been like examining how we're doing, and they have started to join with the Museum Sundays. So altogether, by now we have 14 different places,
okay.
14 different museums that are free without entrance fee during the first Sunday of every month. We have had it 3 times, and every next one has been a record.
Wow.
Roughly, there have been 20 times more people than on regular Sundays.
Amazing.
So I believe that people are discovering again museums, Tallinn City Museum, and sure, everybody are welcome.
Fantastic. Are there options both for adults and children as well, or what kind of museums are available?
Yes, there are. There is the main city museum on the Venice Street. There is One, the main, or could say the main interest is usually Kik en de Kök and four different old wall towers that tell different stories about Tallinn and what has happened in these towers during the history. There is a children's museum in Kadriorg, Miamilla. There is a very, very interesting and the newest museum, Kalamaja Museum in Kalamaja. It's like a community museum because Kalamaja, it has gone through like a renaissance during the last 10 years. And then this museum tells the history of Kalamaja and also the present and how it has really fastly developed during the last years. And so on, so on. So yeah, there is something for everybody, I believe.
Sounds fantastic, like a lot of really, really good options. What else is happening during the daytime? We're going to get to nighttime in a moment. I'm very eager to hear about that as well. But tell me what other things residents can enjoy during the daytime hours.
There's lots of happening and hard to I don't know, promote or say something very specific. Probably something really interesting. Unfortunately, it will be in Estonian. Tallinn City Theatre will produce over a couple of years a really massive summer production in Patarei Sea.
The prison.
Sea prison, yeah, near there. It will be something very, like, really huge. Altogether, more than 20 performances. That's something, when you understand a bit Estonian, that's probably as much as I've heard, reasonable to visit. But maybe like an overall view is that I believe maybe I'm even a bit worried how much is happening because because it's clear that during the last 2 years there has been like lots of reasons why you cannot do stuff and why you cannot organize events. And it feels a bit that everybody are now trying to make it even. Yeah. Everything is will be happening now during the summer months. And what makes me a bit worried is that, most of the organizations and cultural producers, they somehow were able to survive the last 2 years. But now will be the time that everybody will try to get even, and everybody are risking with a lot. So on behalf of the audience, I believe everybody will find something they will find interesting, suitable for them. But on the other hand, from the side of the organizers, probably we are offering a bit more than there is the need.
Mm-hmm. Understood. Let's touch on a couple more things specifically before we change gears. Can you tell me, I heard something about a Tallinn Day or an Old Town Day. Are these the same thing? Are they different?
No, these are not the same, okay. Same thing. One is Tallinn Day, Tallinn City Day. It's 15th of May, and 15th of May because 774 years ago, on the 15th of May, Tallinn received the city rights of the Lübeck city rights. And it has been around some 20 years the tradition to celebrate it. Mm-hmm. It has different smaller activities. This year, we focused on our new title. Tallinn became UNESCO Music City. It's a UNESCO cultural cities. It's a network around the world. There are altogether around 300 different cities that have applied to receive the title and take some obligations. There are seven different categories. Tallinn became the city of music. Wow. And this year, during the 15th of May, also a bit because we were not able to celebrate it during the last 2 years. We made it a weekend around, maybe even a little bit like festival, different concerts, and that was Tallinn Day, but that happened. Now the Old Town Days, it's even longer tradition. It's I don't know, it's 40th time this year. And it also, it has like grown a lot. It will happen with that kind of scale also after a couple of years. And it will be the first weekend of June. Like everything will happen in the old town, but not only focusing on the history, but also on the on the.
And all the events will happen within the walls of Old Town.
Mostly, mostly, yes.
Okay, fantastic. It seems like a lot of really exciting things coming up this summer. Thank you very much for that. So, Natalie, I think one of the most interesting things about this region is these glorious white nights where the sun seems to never set this time of year. And I know a lot of people, myself included, are really looking forward to that. So could you give us a little brief overview of what options there are for people sort of after hours who maybe want to enjoy some activities and events then?
Sure. So when we think about nighttime activities, then we can actually divide it into sectors. So kind of like late night, early night, late night, and early morning. So early night activities are things like theater shows and also cinema sessions. So also this can be counted as nighttime culture. And when we think about at what time they end, it's usually, you know, around 10 p.m. or 11 p.m. Then in a city where the nighttime is well organized, the whole structure supports the early night activities too, meaning that after you come from your theater show, and if you still want to spend an hour or two in the city, then it would be great if around midnight you still would have the chance to take public transport home instead of hailing a cab. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to really late night or those early night activities, then Tallinn actually has a very active music culture and nightclub culture with very high quality content. Especially when we think about the size of the city, then the amount of high-quality entertainment we have during night is pretty big. And I'm sure everybody that has spent a bit time in Tallinn or has Googled what to do in Tallinn during night, then they all know that the northern part of Tallinn, especially Kalamaja, Telliskivi and Noblessner are these areas where most of these activities are happening now. So years ago, it used to be a bit more in the center, also in the old town, but like every normal city, also Tallinn has developed and just moved a bit north with those activities too. And once again, there's something for everybody's taste.
So that was I heard about the first part of the night and then the evening, from midnight until 7 a.m. Is that all you would say that's the sort of club period or is there something, this early morning activities you mentioned? Is there something else available then or no?
Well, in that sense, yes. I know that there are also private trainers doing training sessions in Kalamaja Park, for example, in 6 a.m. So actually, this is also an early morning,
like morning yoga,
activity.
Yes,
absolutely. Yeah. And I think that this actually describes a very lively and great city in all that it is active 24 hours and now I think we have at least two sport clubs or gyms that are open 24 hours, and whenever I pass them during late hours, then actually people are there training.
Impressive.
Or I know I'm definitely one of them. Don't get me wrong. And also we have now the first supermarkets that are opened also 24 hours. So it's definitely not only about going out or having a drink or even seeing a music show or a performance show, but it's accessible activities for different tastes, basically.
Yeah, that's great. I know with a new baby, the 24-hour supermarkets have been a huge lifesaver. One more topic I wanted to touch on was some specific programming for Ukrainian refugees. Is there any information or detail you can add about that?
Maybe I can start, and then you can add up.
Sure.
What we did then 3 months ago or perhaps 2.5 months ago, we started to, and this initiative came from Karel actually, that we started to collect free cultural events then meant for the war refugees. And we collected them all to the website of Tallinn and did a little open call, so to say, also because we started with what we could manage more or less ourselves, so the Tallinn City Culture Department, basically. But then a lot of private enterprises and starting from really cinemas till, you know, training and handicraft workshops for children joined too. And it was really, really heartwarming to see how people, without a question, were willing to share what they have to help these people, first of all, to really feel welcomed, also to get their thought away, even for a bit, from what's happening back home, but also a lot of parents actually used some of the activities during daytime, when they had to go and deal with some paperwork, then the community helped to play with their children basically during that time. And some of the things are still going on, it has been really good to see.
It's so important. I'm really glad to hear that those initiatives are becoming a success. Did you have anything to add to that? Or?
Maybe that I was once again really positively surprised how important or how well is our library or Tallinn City Library. It has 18 smaller libraries around Tallinn, and how they work as a community centers, and then how they welcome new readers, and how they were the first ones to provide very different kind of help to refugees, also helping with them all kind of paperwork and providing them internet access and computers. It was really, it was one of the like strong pillars where all this project started. But after that, I believe still everything, all the events are somehow, way or another, they deal with the Ukrainians here and with the war. So it's something that we have all the time around us. As Natalie said, it's really really great to see how much people want to help, want to participate in helping.
Yeah, the generosity has really surprised me. It's humbling. Did you have one more thing to add?
Yeah, I just maybe want to add that that one thing is the like free sessions at cinemas and whatnot, but the other really big part are also the charity events that have been organized. I mean, more than millions of euros have been collected if you count them all, and some of them are really separate programs from Ukrainians to Ukrainians or from the international community to Ukrainians, but then also, you know, regular events, also when I think about nightlife, then just event series that take place at clubs for some weekends in a row, just announced and decided that all the income is being donated to Ukrainians. Or, you know, you can even see how record labels are fastening or making the process faster to release Ukrainian artists and to support them. And that's also a really big value from the culture sector. And I really hope that this generosity and goodwill will not end also when the times are a bit more stable.
Agreed. It's really amazing to see, and I hope it continues. And maybe as a final sort of personal question for each of you, what are you most looking forward to yourself this summer? What activity or event or attraction is most appealing to you?
In a way, I'm looking for this couple of weeks outside of city.
Oh yeah, where do you go?
I have a small country house somewhere between woods and where the road ends and then the electricity ends and so on. So yeah, you have to at some point take a couple of weeks off from everything. But what's happening in Tallinn, in a way, yeah, as I told, I'm waiting for the Tallinn City Theatre large or big summer production, because I have heard so many times that people are... Estonians are usually like nuts after the summer theatre. They do a summer theatre in every possible corner on the countryside. And what I have heard so many times by now is that people are happy that something is done in Tallinn as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's one thing is this production, and also in August we will have also Tallinn will organize a couple of quite traditional events that hasn't been around for a couple of years. One of these is Birgitta Festival. It's about classical music and operas, and it will be in Pirita. We have old monastery ruins, mm-hmm. And it will be built for as an opera theater for 1.5 weeks. And Tallinn Philharmonic will organize it, and up after a couple of 2 years. It has been also a tradition more than 20 years. Now, after 2 years, it will happen again, and something... this is like the high culture or the opera in its best.
Yeah, it's great to see these things finally restarting after such a long break. Do you have anything to add, or did he cover it for you?
No, sure. I have my own plans. but... in that sense, yes, same. I'm also waiting for going out of town and visiting other places in Estonia. But actually, I've never been to Birgitta Festival myself, and this is something I am excited about, and I do want to go. I hope that everything kind of works out. But when I'm absolutely honest, then... professionally or thinking about my position, I really hope to see that when last year, after the corona restrictions went down and the heat wave came, then actually all the nightlife activities went a bit out of hand. And we've now worked a lot to... come up with different action plans to figure out and implement some methods that it will be a bit, better managed or so. So I really hope that this will go well and everybody will have a good night.
Yeah, I hope so too. In closing, if someone wants to find out more information about either daytime or nighttime activities, where should they turn to? What should they look up?
Well, I think that a lot of information nowadays is on social media, and definitely everything that Tallinn organizes is also easily found on the social media of Tallinn City.
And I assume museums, opening hours, those sorts of things are all available as well just by Googling, or is
there a central
location?
We have a central page on the website of Tallinn about Museum Sundays, but also really good pages of different museums where the information is. So, yeah.
Great. Well, thank you very, very much, both of you, for joining Natalie and Karol. It was great to speak with you today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's a wrap on episode 11. We are nearly 1 year old of Tallinn Talks. If you want more local news content, subscribe to the Tallinn in Brief English newsletter today. The newsletter comes out once a month, provides a great overview of what's happening in the capital, and you can find a subscription link in the podcast description below. And if you live in the city center or you're just interested in everyday updates from Keskelin, join the Tallinn City Center for Expats official Facebook community administered by the Tallinn City Center government. And lastly, don't forget to subscribe to us, the Tallinn Talks YouTube channel as well, while you're at it. I'm Chantelle. Thank you for joining us. Get out there and enjoy the sun, and we will see you next month.